Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. This is one of my favorite hymns because the blood of Jesus is so powerful, and you know the blood itself, it is just an amazing Father. He so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The blood that was spilled on the day Jesus was crucified, he's so powerful, and he has given us freely so that it can cleanse, deliver, heal, wash. Isn't he just an amazing Father? If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's a beautiful Saturday. And we'll be looking into a new topic this morning. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Invite family, friends, neighbors, even that person that you've been praying so hard to come to the side of the Lord. I don't want it to be the only one on the side of the Lord. Invite somebody. Be your brother's keeper. The word that we might be sharing today might just be what that person needs to come to the side of the Lord. Today is the 14th day in the month of December 2024, and it's a beautiful weekend. But before we go into the word of the Lord, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I am today taking from hymn 9 from our Open Heaven Manual. There is a fountain filled with blood. There is a fountain filled with blood. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 to chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse is taken from Colossians chapter 1 verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20, which says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 18 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 18 to 19. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 18 it says, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today reads, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than many people think. It is a potent weapon that can be used to easily overcome adversary, the devil, and his cohorts, as we see in Revelation chapter 12 from verse 10 to 11, which says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their own lives unto the death. I face various oppositions from terrible evil forces, and I always emerge victorious because I have learned to plead the blood of Jesus at all times. In the United States of America, there is a Fifth Amendment to the Constitution that contains the right of a person not to answer any question that law enforcement agent asks, so that the person does not incriminate himself or herself. Therefore, when you hear an American say, I plead the Fifth, he or she is exercising the rights guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment of the American Constitution. In that same vein, when a child of God plead the blood of Jesus, he or she is invoking the rights guaranteed by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Some of those rights are recorded in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, which says, but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He cannot be hurt by the devil, because Jesus Christ has already been wounded and bruised for your transgressions. This is a protective cover over you against any force of darkness. Also, the devil cannot touch any of your friends, family members, or properties, because he must not do anything that would affect your peace, as Jesus already took the chastisement of your peace upon himself. Also, your health is secure because by his stripes you are healed. Beloved, you can overcome the devil and his courts by the blood of Jesus Christ, because the moment you plead the blood, all that Jesus Christ suffered for you comes. All that Jesus suffered for you comes between you and the devil, forcing him to leave you alone. Make it a habit to always plead the blood of Jesus, and you will experience victory in Christ. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, make it a habit to plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, your loved ones, and all that concerns you. Make it a habit to plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, your loved ones, and all that concerns you. Well, I must tell you that the blood of Jesus only works if you have a relationship with Jesus. Are you listening to me this morning and you want to have a relationship with Jesus? This is a perfect opportunity for you to have this relationship with him. I'd like to introduce you to the man whose blood never fails. And if you're ready to do that, bow your heads and say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you have the saving power. I've come to you with my heart's bare in my hands. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. I ask that you cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. I give you my life today. Take preeminence. I surrender the wheels of my life to you today. Redirect my life. Make my heart your habitation. Thank you, Lord, for answering me. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. These are many prayers you can start praying. You can start praying and start pleading the blood of Jesus, and it will answer you in Jesus' name. This is the first step for you to take to have a relationship with God and to have a relationship with Jesus. If you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus, you have to join a Bible-believing church where you can grow in faith. If you are in the United Kingdom, if you are anywhere close to Northampton, Praise Palace is the place you would like to visit. We are a family and we would like to welcome you into that very special family. Well, if you are somewhere around the world and you are looking for a Bible-believing church and you're confused where to attend, you can always reach out to us and we will help you locate a church close to you. Just reach out to us on Instagram on Praise Palace Radio _UK. On Instagram, and we'll be happy to direct you. If you listen to us this morning and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and available on the app, which you can get from Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. And you have this, you can listen to all our entertaining shows lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.